My kind of town, Chicago is.
Funny, we're so lucky to live in this city, aren't we?
Despite the weather.
Even with this weather. I don't care if it's, I mean, it's, you know, maybe if you'd asked me yesterday morning, I might be singing a different tune. But it's not that bad today. It's a little bit chilly, a little drizzly. But still, it's kind of fun. I enjoy
it. The history we have in this town,
that's the thing. That's the thing. A friend of mine was in town this week. He used to live in Chicago, no longer does, but was here visiting last week and had never been on the architectural tour.
Oh, really?
Went on the architect. He was born here, born and raised here, and lived here most of his life. Had never been on the architectural tour. Went on the architectural tour this week, completely blown away by it. You know why? Because Chicago's a toddling town. That's why. My kind of toddling town, that's why.
You know, I have had friends that were born here and have moved away and have come back, and they look around and they go, yeah, this is a real city, isn't it?
It really is. It is a real city. And one of the coolest and most historic places that we have in Chicago is the Maxwell Street area. To call it an unconventional business district may be a bit of an understatement. It's one of the most interesting and dimensional places that we have that's in the Chicago area. And today is kind of the opening day for Maxwell Street for the summer season. Mary Slowick is the program director of the City of Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, and kind of oversees all the events that are going on there. Welcome, Mary. Nice to have you here.
Thank you,
with us.
Gene. Thank you so much for having me.
It is cool. It's got to be really fun. I mean, just as part of your job to oversee this great Chicago tradition. I mean, how many things that are going on in Chicago have been going on for over 100 years? Not that many.
No. It is the Maxwell Street Market is a very, very important part of Chicago's history. As you said, it started over 100 years ago, and it exists today every Sunday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. People can come and buy general merchandise, like really fantastic food, tools, clothes.
Name it.
Collectibles.
Name it.
Anything you need, we have at Maxwell Street.
It's got to be one of the largest collections of tube socks known anywhere to man, I would think.
Well, we have more than tube socks, I have to say that.
Come on.
A lot of
interesting... Don't deny me my tube socks. There's a lot of stuff. Literally, anything that you can think of that you might be wanting to purchase, I guarantee you will find it someplace at Maxwell Street.
Right, right. And we're very happy that the spirit of the Maxwell Street Market is still alive. It started as a open-air market, one of the first of its kind, started by Jewish immigrants from Poland, and evolved throughout the years. It is the home of the Chicago blues music. As blues musicians migrated from the South, they amplified their music and used electronic instruments.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the coolest things about there. You go on a Sunday morning, you grab a little something to eat at one of the many, many eclectic food vendors that are out there. Mm-hmm. You do yourself a little shopping. You stop and you listen to blues music. Just something going on every place. And when it first started 100 years ago, where was it located? Because I know the location that we have for Maxwell Street now is no longer Maxwell Street, but it's in a different area. But just geographically, talk about the history.
So it started on Maxwell and Halsted Street, and I believe there was a 9-block radius around there, and it was a Sunday market, but it was adjacent to some shops as well. But it was basically an open-air market. And I believe in the 1980s, it moved to Canal Street. And now we are on Des Plaines from Polk to Taylor. We have some limited free parking for you on from Harrison to Polk and from Taylor to Roosevelt. So we really encourage people to come on down and shop. And, you know, Now it's spring and people are cleaning their homes, and we have a special program now where you can, it's almost like a garage sale option or a yard sale option. If someone wants to come and just rent a 10 by 10 space for one Sunday, it's only $20.
Oh, wow.
And so if you come to our office at 800 South Des Plaines, with a $20 money order, you'll get a permit to be there on Sunday, and you can sell all your stuff.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. I mean, talk about having a captive audience for this time of year when people are spring cleaning a little bit,
right?
And getting out there.
Right.
So, what does today represent then? Today is the first day that all wheels are turning.
Right. So when it's the winter time, even though the Maxwell Street Market is still open, it slows down a little bit. Some of the vendors go to warmer climates, and but today we are celebrating our kickoff of the summer, and we are going to have special programming at noon. We're going to have a reggaeton and banda band perform. We have
That's a style of music, by the way.
Correct. It's Spanish reggae and brass-based polka music.
Right.
And we've got great food vendors out there selling tacos and churros and quesadillas and tamales. And, of course, there's the great merchandise and the great produce that's out there.
You can still get those great Maxwell Street Polish, right, sausages and
yes.
things like
that. Yes.
That's what I think. When I think of like food at Maxwell Street, all the tacos and the great Latino food that's, dominates a lot of it now. But back in the day,
yes,
you would go and you'd get yourself a big old Polish sausage with grilled onions on it and just walk around that place and just you felt like a king.
Right. And Dean, the market has evolved and there are a lot of Mexican food vendors out there right now. And it's critically acclaimed Mexican street food. I mean, it is just wonderful.
It hasn't gone all upscale and like you're selling sushi out there.
No,
and stuff
there
like
is
that.
No sushi. Okay. I haven't seen any sushi vendors out there.
just want to make sure that we still get that good grittiness of Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And so when people come out now in Sundays to come, there's music every week. I mean, you have like events going on. This has become the city's sort of special events kind of.
Right.
Programming that you put on and patrol a band shell and places like that.
Right. So we have programming almost every Sunday. We've got on May 22nd, the Maxwell Street Blues Band. We've got DJs throughout the summer. We even have a Zumba day in case you're so inclined to exercise.
That's the day I'm going. Yep.
Yeah, so if you visit our MaxwellStreetMarket.us website, our whole summer's programming schedule is on there.
Okay, all right, great. Some questions. We'd be happy to take your questions on the phone, 312-981-7200. You know what else I would love to hear are
yes.
Maxwell Street memories. Because
yes.
I remember as a kid, my dad would pile us in the car, and we would come all the way from the south side.
Uh-huh.
To go to Maxwell Street. I think my dad just liked that kind of, vibe that was going on
there. Is just like the greatest market because you see people from all over the world there, every ethnic group, every, different nationality, and everybody's just kind of looking for a bargain and looking for a buy, and it's like just a nice community event.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of kids there. It's a nice place to bring your family.
Right. I think my dad also liked the, the bargaining aspect of it, that you go out there and you do a little haggling and you think you're coming home with the greatest bargain in the world. I think he sort of dug that part of it, but I have very fond, personal memories of as a Chicagoan of going to Maxwell Street as a kid and as an adult, going and having some fun there, adult style as well. So I would love to hear some memories that you may have out there. 312-981-7200. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Mary Slowick is here. She is the program director of the City of Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and special events, because today is the first official kickoff day of the historic Maxwell Street Market in Chicago. The Maxwell Street Market summer season kickoff started this morning at 7 o'clock with music and food and amazing shopping, some great memories that we're going to hear about in a minute, some questions that people have on the phone and by text. Either is fine, 312-981-7200. So, Mary, you were talking a minute ago about this pop-up yard sale where someone can come to your office for $20. They can have their own space for a Sunday to sell whatever it is that they want to sell. And somebody texted in a question saying, what time do you have to be there for that sort of thing? Can you do it in advance? Do you have to get there super early on a Sunday morning in order to get that set up for yourself?
Yes. So what you should do is either go to the Maxwell Street office at 800 South Des Plaines Wednesday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. to get your permit, and you need to bring a $20 money order with you.
Okay. Will cash do? Or just
money order?
Just money order.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
And on Sunday morning, you need to be there before 7 a.m.
Okay.
If you're going to bring your car in, because the market opens at 7, so we want all the vehicles off by that time.
Got
so.
It. Okay. All right. So that should help. And by the way, if anybody has questions, you can get more information at maxwellstreetmarket.us. Here is Gail on the line at 312-981-7200. Good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Dean. When you said Maxwell Street memories, I have to share.
Did they come flooding back to you?
Oh, yeah. 1968, we could not afford a honeymoon, and so we left our little apartment near Pulaski and Irving and went to the Maxwell Street Market.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I understand this. You went to Maxwell Street for your honeymoon?
Yeah, that was one of the most important days.
That is a one romantic husband.
I know. And 48 years later, he's still around.
God bless him.
I guess that was the kicker.
Yes, it worked.
Whatever works. So he wanted a pair of house slippers, and one of the vendors was there, and the slippers were $5. And my husband knew that he could haggle, and, oh, that's too much money. So he got it down to $3 for the pair of slippers, which in 1968 was still a lot of money.
That's right.
And the vendor said, now, if this is too much money, we can work out a payment plan and owe you a loan.
So how did what was the final outcome of that?
The final outcome was the $3 for the slippers, but it is one of our fondest memories.
That's fantastic.
And when you brought that up, I thought, you know, who else goes to Maxwell Street on their honeymoon?
Have you ever heard of anything like that, Mary?
No. Do you still have the house slippers?
Probably not.
That would be fantastic. That's got to be some kind of record for Maxwell Street.
Somebody on their honeymoon.
Right.
Well,
we need to have a commemoration for you, Gail, out there.
You can renew your vows at Maxwell Street.
How great would that
now,
be?
Now, there you go. Hey, you know, 50's coming up. Maybe we ought to hold out and do it on our 50th. You think you can swing something special? Maybe that slipper man is still around.
He may, very well may be.
Thanks for the call, Gail. That's a great memory. So, slippers. Tools. What are some of the things that you can get?
I personally have bought a few things at Maxwell Street as I'm walking through the market that I think are pretty cool. I have bought, like a couple weekends ago, I bought two baskets of pansies that were really nice.
Oh, nice.
And they were only $5 each, and they're still blooming and
fresh flowers.
They're great. Fresh flowers.
Great
this
idea.
Morning I saw hydrangeas, and there's little shrubbery. And
That's a great idea.
Several weekends ago, I bought it's very much from the 60s, this orange globe lamp that's really cool and hip, and it was only $2.
Very,
and all I had to
retro.
Do was buy a shade.
Yeah, retro cool stuff. You're telling me about painted tiles and really cool artistic stuff like that local artisans bring to Maxwell Street and sell.
Right. So I don't think they're here today, but over the summer there is a vendor that sells Mexican tiles, and they have Frida Kahlo tiles and just traditional designs. There's really so much you can buy. Paintings and, of course, tools, tires, orange vests in case you want to be seen while you're riding your bicycle.
Who doesn't? 312-981-7200. Angela, you're on WGN.
Hey, Dean, enjoy your show forever.
Thank you.
I'm calling to say, maybe 60 years ago, my dad took me shopping for a coat on Maxwell Street, where we always shopped. Lo and behold, he bought me a black full-length wool coat. The man said, this has a little stand-up collar, which is mink.
Wow.
And we said, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. The coat was like $50, maybe. And
that's a lot of money 60 years ago.
Guess what, Dean? It was a mink collar.
How about that?
I've still got it. It's like the day I bought it. It's a little stand-up mink collar.
Wow.
Took it to a furrier years later, and they said, it's mink. Thank you, Maxwell Street.
Thank you, Maxwell Street. Another happy customer. Thank you for the call, Angela.
Okay, enjoy your show, Dean.
I appreciate the memories here. Ed, good morning. You're on WGN.
Dean?
Yes, good morning.
This is it. This is Ed in Joliet.
Hello, Ed.
My memory goes back to 1958. I was graduating from North Central, and I've never owned a suit. I came from the country. I was a poor boy, came from the country, didn't own a suit. I was graduating, but I had a lady friend, girlfriend at the time, and her parents took me to Maxwell Street to get my graduation suit. And, of course, I still have pictures of it because it was my graduation suit.
Sure, sure.
And it was an off-white, and I seem to think that it was maybe around $15. I'm not sure, but... They used to make regular, they were from Austria, and they made regular visits to Maxwell Street on the weekends. It was always a hit.
I'm telling you, it's such a Chicago tradition. I mean, is this call so symbolic of what a Chicago tradition it is to go to Maxwell Street?
And of course, that was back then. That was where they were in the original location, too, right?
Right, exactly,
yeah.
Right.
You get
a suit and a Polish sausage all in the same day.
Right.
That doesn't happen.
We had that, too, and I always enjoy your show. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Ed. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, so, I mean, clothing like that, if somebody wanted to get a suit, can you go down there and find that someplace?
I have not seen that over the last couple of years, but you never know.
Okay, yeah, because it changes every. That's
right.
That's the fun of Maxwell Street,
vendors,
right?
Right.
Of
yes.
You never know what you're going to find everywhere.
Correct.
Here is Celeste. You're on WGN.
Hi, Dean. Enjoy your show so much.
Thank you.
When I was 13 years old, which I'll be 75 now in November, God willing, I used to work at Neisner Brothers right there on Halstead Street. And would go to Maxwell Street every Sunday. I was only 13 when I worked in Neisner Brothers. I made 65 cents an hour. Because
that's what I make here.
We worked there because my mom worked there on the weekends. And when you bought something on Maxwell Street, whether it be a pair of socks, you might have got one sock that was a size 10 and one size that was a 2. It was so fun, and I just wanted to share my happy memories with you.
I'm telling you what, the subject of Maxwell Street brings back so many great memories for people. Thank you, Celeste, for sharing yours. We really appreciate it. But, I mean, that's what it's about. It's about the memories from before, but making new memories now.
Right.
With your kids today. Take them and really indulge in part of this wonderful, rich history that we have in the city of Chicago.
Right. And I can't stress enough how good the food is at the Maxwell Street Market. It's amazing. They make the tortillas right there. I mean, it is just, I don't think you can get any better.
Yeah. There was a text asking these food vendors, are they making the food on the spot or is it from a restaurant? And, you know,
no,
they bring in pre-made stuff.
They make it
there. It's all handmade right on the spot.
It's great.
Well, if people want to get more information on the Maxwell Street Market and experiencing it, it's every Sunday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. What's the best way to get that info?
So the best way to get the info is to go on the website at Maxwell Street Market, and it's all spelled out, .us.
Okay.
If you want to participate in this yard sale vending option, you can go to 800 South Des Plaines Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. with a $20 money order to get your spot. Or you can call there at 312-745-7000. 7038.
Good stuff going on out there. And Mary, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Share the memories. We appreciate it. Mary Slowick is the program director, City of Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs.
And the market is on Desplaines Street.
Oh, right. That's right.
Desplaines from Polk to Taylor.
Okay. Very good. Appreciate you coming in today. Thank you so much. MaxwellStreetMarket.us if you want more.